2019 quarterly commissioners meeting to order. And just to start out with a couple announcements, for those of you that might be unfamiliar, there are restrooms outside to my right, and then around the corner, if you need some help, I'm sure Sally will help us out there. Kathy, you want to tell us where all we advertised the notice for this meeting?
The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, on the NCDVI website, NFB Newsline, and it was sent to Radio Talking Book, and it was also sent to the ACBN, and NFBN, and the NCDVI listserv.
And do we have a copy of the open meeting law?
Yes, it's on the table to my right.
And we...
In braille and print.
Okay, thank you. We do run our meetings abiding by the Nebraska open meeting law. Lunch arrangements, I believe Sally has been very gracious and is going to organize that. I thought I heard Valentino's?
Valentino's.
Do we? You need, let us know what you need from us and we'll...
Don't need a thing.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
We've got some funds at the school that we'll pay for.
Well, thank you. That's really nice. And thank you, Sally and this and school here for allowing us to come here today. I've really been looking forward to this. This is my first time here. And I can't think of any other logistics, but thought it'd be a good time to go around the room and announce everybody. So I'll start with myself. I'm Mark Bolger. I'm the ACB designee and currently serve as a chair on the commission board.
Becky Reakin, executive secretary and TDI.
So Robert Newman, I'm the, I never get this right, the co-chair person. Anyway, Robert Newman from Omaha.
Mike Hansen, I'm the NFBN designee, and I too am extremely excited to be here today. This also is my first time here at the school. I've heard lots of stories from former students over the years, and being here a little early today, got a chance to take a little tour of the grounds a little bit. It's exciting to be here today.
Kathy Stevens, administrative assistant.
Carol Jenkins, deputy director.
Kat Carroll, business manager.
Nancy Floro, Omaha district supervisor.
Sally Schreiner, NCECBVI campus administrator.
Carlos Servan, Commission for the Blind, executive director.
Well, thank you, Nancy, for running the microphone around. We do, on the agenda, Becky's going to go over the agenda, but there are a couple times that's designated for public comment, and when we get to those times, we will certainly take names and recognize anybody that's got some questions or comments. But Becky, I'll ask you now if you would read the agenda.
Okay, 9 o'clock, call to order, welcome and introductions, announcements concerning public comment periods, meeting agenda, open meeting act, proof of publication, recordings, lunch arrangements, and other logistics. 9:10, approval of the February 2nd, 2019 public meeting minutes. 9:15, talk and tour of NCECBVI. 10:15, break. 10:25, report from the executive director. 11 o'clock, public comment. Then ongoing businesses start at 11:20, newsline update. 11:22, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. New business. 11:24, discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. 11:25, discuss and act on the approval of employee in-state and out-of-state travel. 11.26, discuss and act upon the setting of an extra face-to-face meeting to balance out their requirements for meeting types during the year. 11.40, public comment. 12 o'clock, typical final announcements. 12.02, lunch. 12.45, executive session, starting with a brief pre-commissioners meeting prior to conducting director annual evaluation. 1.30, act on the retention of the executive director and his salary. And 1.35, adjourn.
All right, well, thank you, Becky. This is the time on the agenda that says we should approve approval of the February 2nd, 2019 public meeting, and thank you, Kathy, for getting those out in a timely manner, and thank you, board members, for thoroughly going over those and adding your comments. And we've all had a chance to review those minutes in its entireties, and for the public that maybe is not quite aware, they are available on the MCBVI website as well as a recording. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to accept the February 2019 quarterly commissioners meetings minutes.
So moved.
I'm second.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. Becky?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And Chad is not here today, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and Mark says yes. So we have a unanimous consent on that. Next thing we have on the agenda is a tour of the great facility here, and then we maybe come back and hear maybe a little bit more of a formal presentation where we can hear a little bit better. But we've got about an hour allocated for the tour and the talks, so I guess because Sally's most familiar with this facility, I'm going to kind of let Sally lead this next hour on the agenda as far as how you think we should, what we should know and where we should see and all that. So would you like the microphone? And
I think we'll go ahead and just get ready to move. Okay. But we could do a tour that could take like 2 or 3 hours. So
sure.
Let me know if there's anything specific. We'll probably just do kind of a walkthrough and I'll give you an overview. And if stairs are a concern, we do have an elevator because we're going to go downstairs first, and then we'll kind of walk down the classroom hallway, and then we'll walk up through the dorm and come back. Okay, will that work? All right. We'll start off right in here. I just want to give you a little bit of background. Obviously, our current plan and mission has been in place for about 20 years now. We greatly broadened the scope 20 years ago to include outreach services, and it was a state accredited school, and it is now considered a special education level 3 program for the school piece of that. But there's a whole lot of programs and services that go on. The facility is kind of like a statewide hub. We provide services that go out across the state, as well as kids, parents, teachers, books, all come in here as well. So it's much more of a revolving door for 20 years, I guess it was. It was the state school for the blind. Now that is just one program of many that we do. So we're gonna take a look downstairs. We're gonna go down to the Instructional Resource Center first. We serve approximately 800 students in the Resource Center. That is a federal program through American Printing House for the Blind. And the number of students that we get registered, we can access funds with APH to bring Braille textbooks and all kinds of educational materials that we send out statewide to school districts. That's a huge cost saving to school districts. So that's a really busy place, but I will tell you right up front, we're gonna kind of just go in the door. And it's like a huge lending library, but it might be a disaster this time of year. Becky, can you speak to this?
Yeah.
Keep in mind when teachers send back a Braille textbook, it might be 6 boxes because it might be 40 volumes long, and I think you're all familiar with that. And so this is a busy, busy time of year where teachers all across the state, probably around 60 teachers, are sending materials back to us. the gals downstairs open them, unbox them, put them back in the inventory, and turn around. And sometimes, hopefully, we're getting the request for what the kids are going to need next year. So at the same time, the gals are getting those things pulled and getting ready. So pretty much April, May till about September, that is a swamped area. So they already said, you're not doing any tours to show our area, are you, this week? And I had two meetings this week, and I said, well, I don't know. We'll see. I didn't want to tell them because I know they'd be here till midnight trying to clean. And I said, you guys are in the middle of operations. So we'll kind of go downstairs and do a walkthrough down there first, and then we'll head on upstairs, and we'll talk as we go. But we'll start there.